Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, September 2nd. In studio with me this morning, none other than the Chancellor of LCMSU, host of the Student Union right here on Worldwide KFUBO, the Reverend Marcus Zill. Welcome to His Time.
Hey, great to be with you, Andy. Thanks for having me again.
This is early. This is early. You're usually like...
This is early. I'm usually on mountain time, so...
You're usually like 2:30 in the afternoon.
No, it's great to be here, and it's always wonderful to be in the studio since I do my radio program, the Student Union, that's on Worldwide KFUO on Wednesday afternoons, and then podcasted now, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
And... it's great. It's always great to be in studio. It's always great to be with the true professionals here at 1333 South Kirkwood in St. Louis.
I love your like James Brown opening of the studio.
I didn't mean to start that.
I wish I could start like that in the morning. I just don't have that kind of like, I don't know, the grit to my voice to do that.
Actually, sometimes when I'm feeling a little down about just work in general, sometimes I just play the bump music and it gets me going. So I didn't start off to do this kind of James Brown kind of thing. It kind of happened. And then it's kind of like, now it's your thing. Now you got to keep doing it. So because that's what chancellors of schools would do. You know, if you went to an actual real institution of higher learning, of course, the president or the dean or the chancellor is going to be goofy like that. So
when you started in campus ministry, how long have you been in campus ministry, Pastor Zill?
Well, I would say I'm not in campus ministry. I'm supporting it, of course, the last couple of years, but 15 and a half years, plus a year of vicarage. I was at the University of Oklahoma for a year on vicarage doing campus ministry, and then at the University of Wyoming in Laredice. for 15 and a half years.
Wow. When you started in campus ministry, did you think you'd get to do some of the things you do now, supporting other campus ministries and putting together, working with others to collaborate on a conference like this Liberty Conference we're going to talk about here?
Well, I mean, I had always had my background with higher things, have always put on conferences and such, and so... I think I would always have conferences going on somewhere, but I never thought that I'd be working out of the IC here in St. Louis and having the chance to work with so many awesome people here with such great capacity. I never thought I'd have a radio program. And I miss campus ministry. Anybody that's ever been in campus ministry knows how awesome it is to hang out with college students.
What do you love about college students? Because I know you like hanging out with college students.
Well... I've been accused that whenever I show up at a church someplace to do a mission festival or something, I just automatically gravitate towards the 18 to 23-year-old crowd. I just kind of do. And I guess part of it's the fact that that I almost lost my own faith when I came through that crucible of the college years. Hardly went to church myself, and part of my impetus for ever wanting to be in campus ministry was the fact that that I felt fortunate that I had made it through. And I wish that I had had a solid campus ministry when I was going through school. But I think it's the youthful exuberance, the wide-eyed idealism. There's a heartbeat on a college campus that you can't get anywhere else. I always say college campuses are an incubator of ideas, both good and bad. Unfortunately, it seems like a lot of them are bad lately, but the bottom line is that there's youthful idealism. There's the people exploring what they're going to do, how they're going to develop, making choices that are going to impact their life. And I always just decided, you know, why wouldn't I want to be at those moments where people actually need you the most? And in my mind, those are when little ones are born. At the end of life, and then we seem to have this really, I don't know, 15 to 25-year-old period where people are leaving the one nuclear family. They haven't maybe started their own nuclear family, and that seems to be where we kind of lose them. And I was almost in that category, and so just decided that's where I wanted to be.
Very malleable time in life and vocational exploration. And as you said, where lots of ideas are considered and explored as well. And so some of them good, some of them not so good.
And now I got to say, I'm freaking out. I've got a kid in college. And that's kind of my son Sterling is now a freshman at the University of New Mexico. I know he's not listening because there's no way he's up at this time of the day. In fact, I don't know if he's normally up in time to listen to my radio program on Wednesday afternoon. So
it's 5:45 there, right?
Something like that. But it's an interesting perspective to now be on the other side of things all these years as a campus pastor, and now I get to actually be a parent and have to listen to my own advice that I thought was so easy to give all these years to parents. So,
it's 6:45 there, mountain time, right?
Yeah, whatever it is, he ain't up.
Well, hopefully
he's gone to sleep.
The podcast archive. Well, speaking of ideas and young people, you mentioned you love conferences. There's something about conferring that you love.
No, I've always had a penchant for wanting, you know, especially with college students, the idea of getting, when I was asked to take on this position about 3 years ago, and the first question was, well, what do we first need to do? I'm like, well, we need to get our college people together. They haven't been together for 10 years. They haven't done anything. They don't have money. They don't have chances to get together. They don't know each other. They need opportunities to collaborate, to confer, exchange ideas, to have fellowship. And so the first thing we did was put on the Unwrapped conference and the apologetics theme. And then, of course, the last one was Taboo, which was marriage and sexuality and dating issues. And so it's always a chance, you know, there's always this desire to see others that are in the same situation that you are. And I've always had a real heart, especially for those college students that are out there that don't have what my young people had at the University of Wyoming, which was a full-time campus pastor and a beautiful chapel and all the things that go with it and each other. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of young people out there that want to connect and don't have those opportunities. And so anything we can do, maybe even more so in my mind than even for youth, our college people feel more alone than anyone because they've left home. They've left, you know, they don't have the same teachers anymore. They're not sleeping in the same bed. They don't have their parents. They don't have their home church. They don't have their home pastor. Nobody needs to get together and more, in my mind, in terms of conferring and getting together to build each other up as the body of Christ more than I think our college age, because it is so difficult.
There are so many questions and just so many things being explored at that time. As you mentioned, not every campus has what you were blessed to serve in, and that is a very present Word and Sacrament ministry so close to or on campus. Not every university student has that so close. Now, or they may not even realize that it's there. It might be a small congregation within walking distance of right. campus, of course, or a large congregation.
Yeah, of course, lots of times people use that as a cop-out, too.
Sure.
You can find where to go.
Yeah.
Students find where to go to go to a dance party. They can figure out where they should be going to church.
Is that what they call them today, dance parties?
I don't know. I'm now 50. I am officially not
I think they just hip. Call them parties.
Okay, whatever.
Were you looking for your dance card?
Well, it's been many years since I've had a dance card.
Pastor Zill, you're so relevant.
Well, not relevant, maybe hip, not.
Tell me about Liberty.
Hi.
Liberty.
Maybe that's why I do that. I'm overcompensating with my little James Brown intro to my program.
A conference coming up this January, is that right?
Yeah, we have always had our main conference. This is going to be the third one. I mentioned the first two, apologetics, marriage and family themes. Liberty is going to take place January 4th through 6th at the University of Maryland. In the Metro D.C. area, a lot of people don't realize that the University of Maryland is on the Metro Link in the Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. area. So we are going, the idea is... We're committed to tackling the issues that college students face as quickly as possible. I always tell people, those of us in campus ministry are spacklers. We don't get the blank canvas that a little one that you're born with. We get after other people have catechized them, after they've been confirmed, they've had whatever they've done in terms of their life and in youth group and through high school. And then all of a sudden we're kind of plugging in the holes and kind of rubbing this thing out, the artwork that's the tapestry of their lives and working with what we have. And so we're kind of spackling. And so we don't wait around to just tackle the big issues. And so there is no bigger issue right now facing those of us in campus ministry than religious persecution. You know, it's just the last couple of years, we've seen the level of protests on campus, the microaggressions, the safe spaces. Thankfully, a few colleges, even UC Berkeley and University of Chicago, have come out and said, you know, sorry, kids, we don't have safe spaces here. You got to deal with real life, which is wonderful. That's all we've ever asked for, is a level playing field. But more and more, a lot of our campus ministries, a lot of our college students are feeling like they're getting shut up and not allowed to live, move, and have their being on campus in the same capacity as others and other groups on campus. And, you know, if you were part of the Muslim Student Association group, you might even have more access on campus because everybody's afraid to kind of touch that thing. But those Christians, we got to limit them. And so there's a lot of religious liberty issues. These come up, prop up all the time. So we decided we're going to go to D.C. We're going to engage like Alliance Defending Freedom, Heritage Foundation, others. We got some, President Harrison's going to be there. He's going to want to be one of the main speakers. So we're going to address religious liberty issues and also talk about the freedom that we have in Christ, that Christ has set us free, that we are free of our sin and all that means because of what God has done for us and reconciling us to himself through the efficacious work of his son, Jesus Christ. And so we're going to not only, always work on the catechesis of what we always need to learn, of the one thing needful, but we're also going to talk about these things in the context of what it means to live in a world in which we're increasingly becoming the outcasts and the outsiders. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
How do you want students to be equipped when they leave the Liberty Conference? What do you want them to walk away with?
Well, first of all, they're all going to walk away with a T-shirt.
Because that's what every good college conference
is. No, actually, I haven't done a T-shirt yet at our conferences. But I'm picturing these kind of like generic T-shirts, you know, that say like just in block print college in white on black or whatever. Except they're going to say Lutherans for the First Amendment. And so I'm picturing, and they'll have the LCMSU logo in there somewhere because the logo is awesome. But so they're going to walk away with a T-shirt, but I want them to walk away understanding, first of all, being built up in their faith. You know, we gather for matins and evening prayer and all these types of things. And hopefully we'll be able to celebrate an Epiphany Divine Service at a local church. University of Maryland has the largest secular university chapel in the country, seats about 1,200 people.
Wow.
And so there's something profoundly cool about actually worshiping on a secular campus as the people of God. And but we want them to be equipped not only with the things that you would normally want to be built up at a conference, but also to have a better understanding of their place in the life of the church, their rights as citizens of this country, to understand their vocation as citizen. We don't, you know, a lot of times you go to college, all you think about is what you got to do for a living. And you don't think about your other vocations, like being a sibling or being a son or a daughter or being a spouse or being a baptized child of God in general. And so we want to focus a little bit on what it means to be a Christian citizen in a world and on a campus where it's becoming increasingly tougher to do that. Understanding their rights, providing some resources in terms of how they can witness to others in their faith in these trying times on campus. Now it's a troubling time to be on campus. A lot of people are just being shut up. You know, a lot of our campus ministries, I'd say once a month, I get a phone call from a campus ministry that says, we don't know if we can even be allowed to be on campus anymore. And of course we've watched what's taken place out in California, you know, with Concordia University Irvine and all the private schools out there. And it looks like we kind of dodged the bullet on them losing their status. But these are trying times. Mm-hmm. And so It's important for us to equip one another in this way, so we understand at least have the encouragement of our church, and have a good framework for how to navigate these things.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like an excellent conference. Registration open?
Registration's going to open October 1st.
All right.
And open for about 5 straight weeks. And some of the other speakers, Molly and Mark Hemingway, are going to be there. Dan Gard, president
Dr.
of
Concordia.
Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia River Forest. It will be interesting. Concordia Chicago.
Yes.
And you're an alum. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk with him today on Faith and Family for the on-air college fair.
Yeah, he was one of the first people. I think I'm going to have him be our main Bible study leader, because here you got a guy that's not only a president of a university, and he's an admiral
rear
in the
admiral,
Navy.
Right? Yeah.
A rear admiral in the Navy. And so he's got a lot to talk about, I'm sure, on these issues. So it's going to be a great lineup, and it's going to be a wonderful chance to, we'll have some excursions in and around D.C. and so that you can have those selfies in front of the Washington Monument and the Supreme Court and some of those kinds of things, too.
Outstanding. Now, usually in January, right around Epiphany, so that it occurs over that Christmas break, that winter break.
Yeah, right when the kids go home and they've had 2 weeks for both their parents and them to think, hey, this has been great, but we really all need some space before you go back to college. That's the best time to get college students together.
Sure.
High schoolers, they got the summer off. College, they usually have to work. They're doing internships, whatever. But
and spring break's too hard to try to line up.
Well, they've got three or four different ones.
Yeah.
And even at that, there's a few people that we caught that, for some reason, some schools start up right away the day after New Year's, which is crazy to me.
Bummer.
But, yeah. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So.
Very good. So coming up in Washington, D.C., early January, registration opens in October, lcms.org/lcmsu.
Right. Or just get that, or just remember lcmsu.org and you'll find it either way.
Very good. On Facebook too, right?
Absolutely.
Check it out there. Find out that. Any hints on what's coming up on the student union in the next, in the near future? No? Can't give it away, can you?
Actually, this coming Wednesday, we're talking with the campus pastor at the University Lutheran Church in Austin, Texas, about their unique new building project and what it means for their campus ministry in Keep Austin Weird.
Very good.
I had to think about it. Yeah. We don't record them live, so I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Who's coming up next?
So that's no more stumping the chancellor now.
Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, check out the student union. Yeah. Find out more about Liberty on lcmsu.org. The Reverend Marcus Ill, Chancellor of LCMSU, host of the student union here on Worldwide KFU. Don't put your back out doing that.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thanks, Pastor Zill. Have a wonderful day. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Today, we'll study with Pastor Peter Ill from Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.